Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. This is where we dive deep into the minds of the game changers, thought leaders, and the voices that command attention from every corner of the globe. Today, we've got a powerhouse guest whose journey is as inspiring as it is extraordinary. We are joined by none other than Michelle Blood. She's not your run-of-the-mill success story. Michelle's life is a testament to the power of resilience, creativity, and unwavering determination. Once a force to be reckoned with on the Australian music scene, Michelle's path took a dramatic turn after a harrowing car accident that left her battling for her life. But from the depths of that adversity and excruciating physical pain, she didn't surrender. She doesn't have any quit in her, as my grandmother would say. She emerged a phoenix, armed with a revolutionary concept that would not only heal her, but ignite a global movement, birthing the extraordinary positive affirmation songs. Michelle's creations are potent blends of melody and mantra designed to penetrate the very core of your being and rewrite the script of your subconscious mind. Songs of healing, success, abundance, you name it, Michelle's got a song for it. Michelle has shared the stage with some of the top transformational leaders like Bob Proctor and Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. Wayne Dyer, one of my favorites, and Jack Canfield, just to name a few. She's here to share her wisdom, her insights, and maybe even a few notes of her repertoire that'll have you tapping into your own infinite potential. Get ready to take a sonic journey that'll leave you inspired, empowered, and ready to conquer the world. Welcome to the spotlight, Michelle.
Thank you, Kelly. Who is that person you're talking about? Where is she?
That is you. It'd be very hard to capture in words your spirit. It is so big and so exciting. So I'm thrilled to have you on the stage. Let me ask you, we got to start with this journey of yours and what happened with this accident. Because if you hadn't had that, who knows if you would have ended up where you are today?
Yeah, I don't doubt that I would have been successful no matter what. But it's just amazing that your soul, our soul, has its own purpose to allow us to awaken to who we truly are and to be able to assist others to relieve their suffering. And so just being a rock star wouldn't have done that.
So this horrendous experience happens, and it was a car accident that happened, right?
It was a truck, actually. Yeah, I was in a truck.
But prior to that, you were very successful on the Australian stage and then globally, correct?
Well, not globally. No, we were just about to sign with a big record label in Europe, and we'd worked so hard to get to that point. So it must have been devastating for all the guys in the band that we just, you know, at one stage we toured for 7 years nonstop. We had thousands of people coming to our gigs. I worked with, God, Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders, in excess, you name it. So that was just my life since I was five. I was a professional singer.
My goodness. So when you're in that state, I mean, everybody's had their challenges, right? Everybody's had something traumatic that's happened to them. But I'm always really interested in what is that moment in time? What's the impetus that makes you shift gears and decide, I'm getting out of this. Like, this hell I'm in, I'm getting out of this. Whether it's physical pain, a bad relationship, trauma, you just say this and no more. What was it for you?
I was on a steel-plated bed and I was in traction. And I mean, I'd pass out every few minutes. It was so bad. And people were starting to, one of the operations was 17 and a half hours long. Oh. And people were starting to, fans and people starting to send me gifts to cheer me up, I guess. And they started bringing audio books because I couldn't move, so I couldn't even hold up a book to read it. Audiobooks. And one of the audiobooks was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which had nothing to do with the young female Australian rock singer in the 80s. Nothing. All about male American entrepreneurs in the 20s, 1920s people. But one chapter changed my life. Napoleon Hill's little boy was born completely deaf. And he would do affirmations, auto-suggestion, he called it, into his little son's, ear every night. And he was 100% deaf, this little boy. This was proven medically. It wasn't just something that they wrote about. And you can hear perfectly, my boy, and all these beautiful words of wisdom and strength and affirmations. And by the time he was 3 and a half, he had 30% of his hearing.
Wow.
It was incredible. And you know what I mean, Kelly, when you hear something for the very first time, because I hadn't heard of affirmations or anything like that, but in the marrow of your bones, you go, that's true. I believe this guy. I know that that's true. So that's what happened to me. I said, okay, an affirmation. What is he talking about? You say a positive statement to yourself about yourself, stated in the now, and emotionalize it. But how was I going to emotionalize it to get it into my subconscious mind when I was in physical agony? But I thought I'd give it a go anyway because I just believed that this would work. I am healed. I know I am. I wasn't healed. Didn't know I was. I love myself. I am my friend. So all of those things were terrible lies. I was going to try to say to myself, make myself believe it to become healed. But it didn't work because affirmations, if you can't emotionalize it. But then I had a true spiritual epiphany. I'm a singer-songwriter. You cannot get a jingle or a song out of your head, even if you want to sometimes. That's why people in Australia eat Vegemite, because of the Vegemite song. No one else in the world likes it. They hate it.
No, you're right. Well, we know that song. We know that song, all of us.
Yeah, and so I got someone to get me a blank cassette. I always had a little cassette player with me to sing a song down if I had a song come into my head, melody, so I wouldn't lose it. So the doubting mind kept shoving out that I was healed. So I just started singing, I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend, over and over and over again, and listened to that tape nonstop. And I was healed. Not immediately, but the things that they said I would have, really bad physical limitations, none of them. And the doctors were absolutely blown away. So that's how my affirmation music started, was just for my own healing. I never, ever intended to give it to the public. I didn't think it was cool music.
I don't know, it'll heal you. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, but rock status, ego and all that. It's like, this isn't like full on production like we normally do. But I did end up going into a little studio, just a 12-track studio. I normally worked on 48-track studios, just a 12-track studio with keyboard and my friend John Beattie. And we wrote tons of little affirmation songs. I just wrote so many of them for us because I said, this works, guys. We just want to listen to this music. And I had no intention of selling it, but then promoters insisted, they came and they said, we want you to share the stage and sing in between all these people. And I said, I don't know who any of these people are. They weren't in my world, Bob Proctor. The only one I knew was Stuart Wild because he was a crazy English guy that I just loved. He was
So interesting.
I loved him. I love Stuart. But anyway, he used to call me his groupie. But anyway, so I couldn't believe it. They'd pay me $5,000 to get up there and sing in between all these speakers and sell my music at the back of the room with thousands of people. I'm like, $300 for a day seminar event? This is in the 80s. And I'm like, this is insane, insane. So I just replicated just 500 CDs with my affirmation music, some of the songs. And by lunchtime, they'd sold out. And I thought I was overdoing it, making 500 of them. But anyway, as we toured around, especially when I worked with Bob Proctor, because I worked with him for 7.5 years straight.
Oh my.
I lived in Kuala Lumpur. We wrote books together. We did programs. We did huge events together. And because I loved his energy, he loved my energy. And he was the one who said, start speaking. When we're doing these events, I want you to tell your story. So that's how I ended up being a speaker as well as a singer, because I would combine talking about the affirmations and the Magnet to Money song. Bob Proctor just loved it. He said, I can't get it out of my head. I don't know why no one else is doing this. And so, but it was funny how I met him at the Four Seasons, it was the Regent back there, Four Seasons Hotel in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And the promoter had come to me and said, we want you to tour with this other guy, Bob Proctor. And I was like, anyway, but they showed me a couple of videos and I said, kind of like him. I think he's onto something. And I was more into the mystical side of stuff than money, money, money. But I did the money song just for fun because I love Reverend Ike. And I just thought, I love someone who can talk about money in an irreverent way. That's very Australian, even though he's American. And I wrote to him and I said, I've written this little song. And he loved it. Anyway, millions of people have downloaded that song now. But anyway, Bob came backstage. He said, I did not want a singer. I didn't want a singer. This is ridiculous. I'm Bob Proctor. And then I went, well, nice to meet you too, mate. And then he started laughing and laughing. And he said, I'm just kidding. He said, I can't believe what you just did to that audience. They're all up there singing Magnet to Money. You got them up on the stage. The lyrics are up. He said, I want to work with you all over the world. That's it. Get rid of your band. I don't care who they are or what you've done.
Wow.
And that was it. That was it. I mean, I gave my band 6 months notice because you've got to do the right thing, because their wives would have killed me otherwise.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're leaving the band?
Oh, I like that. I like this part of the story. So you kept it all for 6 months, giving them a lot of notice. That says a lot about you, Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, they're family, you know?
Yeah, band is family.
Oh, God, yeah, you're traveling and you live together, you're traveling together. I mean, you don't have a home. You don't need a home because you're on tour, always. You know, staying.
Love being on tour then. You love being on tour. Was that when you created Musivation International? At some point in that, is that when you turned it into a company?
Linda Proctor, actually, she said, you should call your business Musivation because it's music and motivation. So she came up with the title, and that's, and I ran Bob Proctor's business and my business from Kuala Lumpur. I got his book, You Were Born Rich, to be a bestseller in Asia first. And this is a long time before The Secret. Years before The Secret. And yeah, we just loved working together because we're both really, our energy is so high and we're just nonstop creative. And people would say to Bob, and I totally relate to it, why don't you go on to Italy or something, or, you know, have a vacation? Now he says, I'll leave that up to Linda. And I was like, who needs a vacation when you're doing this? This is, making people happy and just, it's just, you know, life is great. But I really learned so much, Kelly. What I realized is all those years of being on stage, and if you can handle 4,000 drunken Australians when you're singing, you can handle any audience anywhere in the world.
I'll bet. Yes, you can do anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got all the rebucks, anything. And I can always feel with an audience who's not happy, who's really focused. It's interesting, my skill set I learned for years being on the stage. And so it was just, I was like, this is great fun. Why are people afraid of speaking in public? It's great. I've been doing it for years. Show us your tits, no, show me yours. Oh, the operation was a success.
Well, you are so comfortable in your own skin. That's really clear. And I have a sense it was always that way for you because you've got that wonderful artist inside of you. And so this is very exciting. But it almost seems to me that you've been led on this path, that things have just come into place. I'm sure you're a hard worker, but at the same time, it's really beautiful, your story, how it all came to pass. I mean, you're looking at that book, Think and Grow Rich. That's the Bible for wealth. That is a phenomenal book. And anybody who's wanted to get ahead read it. But I think it's interesting, that's the book that really changed it for you, and your focus was not on wealth.
No.
Well,
I mean, when you're a rock band, you don't care about anything except doing the gig. I mean, all the money that we made ended up going to the road crew for the sound equipment. You got to have huge, the venues back then in Australia were huge. You had to rent it all yourself. The band had to do everything, pay the agents. And I was the manager of the band as well. And I always made sure everyone ate. I remember road crews always made so much more money. The most amazing singer, just so in love with Michael Hutchence from INXS. And we did a gig with them in Melbourne. And afterwards, I wasn't there, but the road crew said to me, Michael came up to us and said, can you guys at road crew, you must have money. Can you buy me a burger? Because he was starving. Yeah, I must have weighed about, I think I weighed 85 to 90 pounds max back in those days. Because it's like Tina Turner says when someone said, what do you do to work out? And she'd say, excuse me, have you seen me on stage every night?
So true. That is so true. So you're so active in all of this. Tell me, public speaking you mentioned, and I always like to pivot the conversation. Obviously, this is the six-figure speaker spotlight.
Right.
And you were on stages already, but share how that translated to more public speaking for you on your topic. I mean, you said that you're very much into the mystical side of life, that is an exploration, like a true desire of yours. Tell us a little bit about that and how you created your speaking career in that direction.
It was all accidental. Everything was...
Of course it was, Michelle.
What happened was people were starting to hear about me, and I was on the cover of Marie Claire in Asia and all these magazines and TV all the time, nonstop. Got to meet Cat Stevens wearing his turban. And I was, Cat Stevens, I said, I was so hot for you back in the day. He said, what about now?
Yeah.
His turban had an amazing singer-songwriter. Anyway, people were just coming to me and saying, can you, you know, come and do your thing at, you know, these other speakers will be there and we want you to be the lead speaker. And they were just asking me to. And so I went to a few places because there's really good money in doing events for corporations. Bob was teaching me all about this. So we went to Malaysia Airlines and said, we'll train everybody. It's 5,000 people that worked for Malaysia Airlines. So they would have 250 people fly in a month, and we got all free first class airfares for it. So that was a nice swap. You know, I sent my mum to Malaysia and my aunties, my cousins.
Nice perk.
Yeah. And so I went to a few other places when Bob was back in Canada, and I got the gigs myself. I would go straight to H&R and I would say, look, I'm going to write you a jingle for Motorola or CrossPens. I did all these events, and I'm going to write you a jingle, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to buy my tapes and my book for everyone who comes to the event. You don't have to pay me a penny. And I would sell probably about 10 grand's worth of books and tapes in one day, you know, at these huge events like Nestle. I did for all their salespeople all around Asia. And so to start with, I would just do it for them to buy the books and stuff. And then after a while, I put together my own speaker stuff. I started working with Dottie Walters when she came over to Malaysia, Speak and Grow Rich Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And we became pretty good friends. And yeah, I just got asked to do a lot of gigs. And she said, you're not charging enough. And I told her what I was doing. And she went, that's a great idea. So then she started featuring me in her Speak and Grow Rich magazine every month. So I used to do articles for her and teach people how to handle audiences and, you know, never be nervous, never worry about what people are thinking, because they're not thinking about you. They're just thinking, you know, because I remember once, there was a lady in Seattle at the very back of the room. And because when I came to America, people didn't know me. So I started speaking and singing at the Learning Annex and places like that all over America. And I would sell a lot of products. They pay you pennies, but you could sell a lot of products. And in the end, I was in New York twice a month, speaking to all these Wall Street people. It was just fun. It was just fun. It was a different way for them to be trained. And I would say to the different companies as well, I would say, you know, I would find out which country I was talking to. I would say, you know, a percentage H&R of human resources, a percentage of that has to go to either trainings or to taxes. So why don't you just buy the books and stuff from me? You get all your Motorola had thousands of people working for them. You get all of your people trained and up-vibed, and you get a jingle for your company.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So they could use that jingle.
Yeah, they do.
Themselves. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what a great! That is definitely setting you apart as unique and creative. What a wonderful idea! Yeah, you're a pretty savvy businesswoman, clearly.
Yeah, well, you have to be in the rock world.
Gotta stay ahead of the game.
How to still eat and still, because you have to, when you're, you have to negotiate with everybody. When you've got, I remember we hadn't been paid yet and we had a truck that we'd rented and all the equipment was in the back of the truck and the guy wouldn't bring our equipment out and we had 7,000 people coming to a gig that night. It's not until I get paid. And so we call the agents and everyone and it's like a weekend and we didn't have the money yet to pay him. And it was always that tight, you know, because you'd have to pay the road crew and everyone else. And so I locked myself in the back of the truck. This huge semi-trailer. And I had this old speaker box that was just for rehearsals. It was lousy. You'd never use it on stage. And I said, look, I can't do a gig without this thing I'm sitting on. I said, it is worth a fortune. And he said, just looks like a speaker box. I said, oh, no, it's new technology. And I said, and you can keep that if we can get the rest of the gear.
Whoa.
Anyway, the agent turned up in time and paid us so that we could pay him. But the guys were like, oh, my God, he's going to drive off with Michelle in the back of the bloody truck. So, yeah, I would do anything to make things happen. And if you've got all these male musicians, you've got to learn how to do everything. If the rehearsal's at 5, you tell them it's at 4, then they'll show up by 5:30. And it was funny. I remember once a magazine was talking to me last year and they said, so you were in your band touring and then you're with all these other boys touring. Is it much difference? I said, no. Boys in the band, boys who write books. Nah, not much difference.
So speaking of books, you actually, how many books have you written to date?
I think maybe 14, 15. I've just finished another one, which is a video book.
Yes, we've got to talk about that. We've got to talk about your video. I think that's completely new and different.
But I've done tons of audio books and I had my own infomercials and, you know, lots of things. But every book I have, I turn into an online course, an audio book, ebook, book.
So you definitely have a path to success. You definitely have a structure to your business that works over and over again. Yeah. Talk to me about the app. I noticed this wonderful poster in the background that says experience manifestation power now, the magnet to money app.
There's the magnet. Talk to me about that. The magnet to money app is superb. Oh, I was just thinking of Oscar Wilde for some reason. You were talking about everyone's got to be unique and be themselves. And Oscar Wilde said, you've got to be yourself because everybody else is already taken.
That's a great quote. That's such a great quote. So the app, how long's the app been out?
The app's been out for a year, the Magnet to Money app. It's super successful. It's got, for the price of a cup of coffee a month, it's got the Magnet to Money song, which is globally famous song now. Everyone... I just heard a record producer the other day from London contact me and he said he heard it in France at an event. And I said, who put on the event? Play my music. And he said, you get royalties for doing that? I said, no, I don't care about that stuff. I said, I just, the music makes people happy and it livens up their event. Why not? But who was it?
Wow.
He's going to turn it into a hip hop song.
Isn't that fabulous? So it's kind of taken on a life of its own. You created it and now it's being carried out there in the world. How does that feel to have what you value and what's really important to you have so many legs attached to it and that people are actually taking it out there and then creating as well on top of it, creating new and different ways to use it or apply it to different events? That's got to be really satisfying.
I wouldn't say satisfying, fascinating. is what, it's fascinating how it all works. It's just crazy. I mean, the video book and the app has got one of my students, meditation students, Holly Fuller. I got the word. Holly is going to do your app. And I said to Holly, have you ever done apps, developed them? She's like, no. And I said, well, you're going to now. And she learned how to do it. She's done the most amazing job. She's getting interviews herself now because she's such a great app developer now. But it's interesting how things like that happen. But anyway, so there's morning meditations on it. So every morning you get 6 to 8 minutes of a different topic, sort of like a guided meditation. And then it's got all tons of affirmations with the music underneath it, that spoken and singing. And it's also got the sleep program, which I love. People adore that because they get to go to sleep listening to me very, very softly telling them all this great stuff about themselves and what's going to happen to them. And it's also got 30-day challenge, so people can challenge themselves. That's new. That's just been released on the app. And the manifestation video book is an app as well as something you can just buy on a website, because I don't know about you, Kelly, but I don't want to watch a video on a little screen. I'm like,
am I with you on this? I do not want to watch everything in a little tiny screen. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I feel like I'm the dinosaur who wants to see the color, the movement.
Yeah. So I created it so that people would also be able to download it from our website. So the manifestation video book is, I wrote a book called Manifestation Through the Power of Mysticism. And I've written all the chapters, and I did the audio book. And after I recorded the audio book, I was, oh my God, I can see the visuals for this. And I said to Holly, let's make this into a video book. Has anyone ever done that? We looked everywhere. No one's really done it. You see some places that say video book, but it's just someone speaking at a seminar. So what we did is we put the most beautiful visuals that go with what I'm saying. So if I'm talking about money, there's tons of money flying everywhere and you know, dogs with sunglasses and funny things. And then at the end of each chapter, there's a music video with one of the affirmation songs that go with the chapters. And it's my favorite product that we've ever done, because your doubting mind does not have a moment to spit out the positive images and the looking at what I'm saying at the same time. It's coming up. Thank you, Trevor, for doing all that work. And so it's just, I think it's magnificent. And I was talking to one of my friends who said, he's a best-selling author, and he said, this is the way people are going to have to do audiobooks from now on. They're not going to be able to just do audiobooks. They're going to have to do the visuals. This is incredible. So we really, really, really love it. Now, next app that's coming up is all about prayers to open your heart.
Ooh. Ooh. So you're going to do that as a visual book as well. It sounds like we're on a new
path. No, not the prayers. No, I just want people to listen softly.
So
maybe
quiet.
I will.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
People pray with their eyes open a lot of times. And what I love about what you're saying is that you're right. It is a more engaging platform because it's engaging all your senses at one time. That's brilliant. Exactly. That's brilliant. Well, tell me, so when I listen to your career, I think this is such a stunning life that you've had, and you've really accomplished a lot of things. What accomplishment are you the most proud of in your career?
In my career, not in my
life. Career.
My career. I think what I'm doing now, because there are so many people that have been suffering, and I think doing the prayers and the light transmissions and bringing joy to people, I love doing this. I'm going to be doing a live event in Santa Monica next month, and I just love people becoming healed of whatever it is, and then starting to make money. When I see people's sufferings being released, I'm a happy, happy camper. Because that's the thing I've always wanted to do. I was 2 years old. Mum said I'd get stand up on the, she said, you're a shy little thing. She said, but you'd get up on a table and sing, and you'd know every lyric to every radio song, and you're only two. So she said, I sort of, you know, but, and I wrote into the TV station when I was five to say, can I audition for your TV show, for your kids show as a singer? And they rang mum and said, this looks like a kid's writing, but it's signed from Mrs. Blood.
And wow.
Mum's like, what?
I love this. Well, so with all of this, how do you want to be remembered for your contributions to the world of music? Big question.
I don't think about things like that. I don't need to be remembered. I just want people to remember for themselves to be happy, and that you can have anything that you want in life as long as you are of service. When you are assisting other people and uplifting them, because every entertainer has to learn how to do that, otherwise you wouldn't get a gig. Yeah, just to be happy. But for all the speakers out there, treat everything you're doing as if you're managing a rock band.
That's a lot.
Remembering that you have to be in complete harmony with everyone and everything that you're doing. Don't work with people that aren't good enough. Just don't. You know, you cannot do that. It's you've got to lift up your vibration, and don't worry about what other people are thinking. Just a quick quip, if that's okay, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting around the circle now.
Okay.
Seattle, back to Seattle. There was a lady right at the back of the room, and she looked so cranky, really. That's the first time that I remember ever thinking, what can I do to cheer this person up? And I tried to get her up on stage, and she wouldn't. Anyway, at the end of the event, she came up to me and she said, I want everything you've got. She said, I've never, ever had my eyes awakened so much to my soul, to my purpose, what this life is all about, how I can help myself get up the ladder of success, how I can love myself. And I said, you were sort of scowling. And she said, because I was so into it. I'm trying to take in every word. So never, ever worry about if someone in the audience is going like this or talking to their friends or whatever. Just do your gig.
As you never know, that one person is the person that needed to hear what you had to say.
Isn't it fascinating?
It's absolutely fabulous. I just love the things that you're doing. And I think it speaks volumes what you're doing, because you seem so happy. Like, it just resonates how you love this. You seem really happy with everything that you're doing.
Well, look, I wrote down where I wanted to live, not where. The environment. I wanted it to be countryside, mountainous, nature everywhere, big, beautiful house. And I've got, it's like I'm Snow White. I've got animals everywhere. There might be two cars that go by in a day. It's a dirt road. And I'm living in just absolute peace and joy and such gratitude, because, you know, I visualized this yellow and white house, and what I visualized wasn't as nice as this. And I just put down, where I live is calm and serene and it's beautiful, not the country I was living in, not where it was going to be. And I'm in the mountains of San Diego.
This is crazy. I just love, you just described what's in my vision book, exactly how I'd put down everything that I wanted to have around me. And it works. It just works. Mm-hmm. That's so exciting. Well, I just want to thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your incredible story and your musical journey with us as well.
Yeah, and I've got some freebies for you guys.
Share. I want to hear all about it.
michelblood.com/6figure. Let's go to 7 figures, shall we?
Yes.
How can you live on 6?
I'll change the name of the show. No problem.
So you're going to get my favorite chapter in the manifestation video book, Are You a Mystic? So you get to look at the questions and then see what that person would do if they were a mystic. Are you like this? Were you like that as a child? It's really, really fascinating, that particular video chapter. And then The Magic of Affirmation Power, one of my favorite books I've ever written. And Songs for Success that I did with Bob Proctor. He wrote 6 of those songs with me. He actually wrote lyrics for them. So God bless you, Bob Proctor.
Yes.
He's a baby somewhere now, somewhere else. But
That's so generous of you. That is fabulous. I know our guests are going to love this. And again, everybody that wants to learn more about Michelle, head over to her website. She spells her name M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Blood. Blood, as in what's running through you and keeping it all going. So
yeah, it's an Irish name, believe it or not.
I knew I liked you. I knew I liked you. I thought you were Irish. That accent didn't scare me off at all. I got to tell you, a key takeaway I got from this is the profound impact of resilience and creativity in overcoming the unexpected, even if they're sometimes like really huge challenges, which you've done. Your story is really, truly a testament to the power of positivity. You exude that, and the transformative potential of music and affirmations. Very unique. I haven't had a guest on the show that has anything similar. I don't know anyone that has as close a story to that beautiful blending of music and affirmation. So it's really a reminder that no matter what obstacles we face, it's not the end. It's often the beginning of something far grander. And I love something else that you said, and I want to make sure I've captured this correctly, so correct me, but you were saying to all of our speakers out there, to those that are often really nervous about what the audience is thinking about you. They're not thinking about you. They're just thinking.
They're taking it all in. Oh, I'm going to give you an extra gift. I'm going to get Trevor to add this to this funnel. My book writing course. People love it. You get to write a book in 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
how do we not talk about that? What made you come up with that?
Well, when I was in Malaysia, I'd done a 6-cassette back in the day. People know about cassettes. I did a 6-cassette recordings of all these songs and me talking about different topics as well as singing all the affirmation songs. And Bob said, you should write a book to go with that. Call it Affirmation Power. And he went back to Toronto for a month. He came back and I'd written the book. It was already printed and it was like the same shape as the 6 cassettes. And he said, how did you do that? I thought you couldn't type. And I said, I can't type. And he said, well, what did you do? And I said, I recorded it. And then I had someone transcribe it. That's it. And I said, so I wrote it in a week, or less than a week, I said to him. I think it was just 3 days. I recorded, just recording, recording, recording. And then I went to a printer and got it done.
Nothing can stop you. That's really clear to me. Nothing can stop you. You were talking about you have a performance coming up in Santa Monica. I want to hear about it because you and I are neighbors. You're in San Diego. I'm in Orange County. Yeah. I was born in Santa Monica. That's home ground for me. So where are you speaking there?
Singing. Well, it's what it is because my students haven't been able to see me for 3.5 years, except via Zoom in this big studio I've got at home. What we're doing is instead of an event, I'm doing my prayers and my light transmissions for people over 2 days. So all my students or anyone who wants to come can come and they just go to my suite. And, you know, one by one, I do the prayers, the blessings and light transmissions, and then a little bit of talking in between as people come in and out. And so, you know, when the room's full, someone else will have to leave after they've been given their light transmission. But then I'm going to take them all out for dinner on the Sunday night. And we're just going to hang out because I thought it'd be a nice place for people to go. I usually do my events in San Diego. However, because I used to have a meditation center down there and now I've got to hire hotels again. But I don't usually do corporate gigs anymore, Kelly, just for my own students and for what I want to talk about. So, but I charge about $1,500 for a 2-day event and everyone pays for it. But for this, I'm just, you know, they're just going to donate whatever they want for the prayer and the blessing. And we just get to hang out. So I've got people flying in from Spain, Switzerland, Sweden, Australia, New Zealand. Just, I'm like, I can't believe they're all flying in for this. So it's going to be, you know, Santa Monica is lovely. They can fly into LA. It's much easier for the international people to fly into LA and then just come to the hotel. And there's so many places that they can hang out in Santa Monica. I don't like LA per se, but I do like Santa Monica.
Well, you are very generous of heart and of spirit. And anybody who's listening to this can feel that from you. And I am really excited. I will be checking in on a couple of these things myself because I really am enjoying this introduction to the way you see the world. It just, you exude that. So I want to thank you again for coming, Michelle. This was a treat for everybody, especially for me. I loved it. To all our listeners, thanks for tuning in to another inspiring episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We love having you with us, and please share, like, subscribe, and your support helps us continue to bring interesting, provocative, forward-thinking leaders and visionaries, and that's what this show is all about, along with teaching you how to, you know, encouraging you to speak about your business, share your message. I want to thank our sponsor, SpeakerTunity.com. This show is all about the power of getting your message and your music out there. And SpeakerTunity helps you create and grow your speaking careers. And it provides all the resources, tools, and direct contacts you need to find your community and share your message. So get in touch with them, SpeakerTunity.com. Call me. I will help you. With that said, it's Kelly O'Hara encouraging you to find your stage, share your journey, and above all, live out loud like Michelle. There's no time like the present, and we'll see you next time at the Spotlight. Thanks again, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an empowering conversation. We'd also appreciate it if you could leave us a review and share the show with your friends, colleagues, and your fellow visionaries. Until next time, keep speaking, keep growing, and keep reaching to make your difference. This is Kelly O'Hara, signing off from the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.